Hello and welcome to today's episode. If you're stepping into the intriguing world of passive income, you're probably buzzing with excitement about the idea of earning money while you sleep. Who wouldn't be? The concept of having a steady cash flow as you lounge on a beach or pursue hobbies is incredibly appealing. But before you get too swept up in those dreams, let's have a heart-to-heart about some common mistakes beginners often make on this journey. I've been around the block a few times and learned that a little bit of guidance can save you from a lot of headaches. And trust me, I've had my fair share of those. Let's kick things off with the importance of the research phase. It's the foundation of your entire passive income strategy. You might be tempted to dive right into a new opportunity, especially if it seems like the next big thing. But rushing in without thoroughly understanding what you're getting into is a recipe for trouble. Whether you're looking at real estate, dividend stocks, or starting an online business, taking the time to fully grasp the details can prevent costly mistakes down the line. Think of it like building a house. You wouldn't start framing before you've laid a solid foundation, right? Another biggie is diversification. It's not just a buzzword that investment gurus throw around. It's a crucial survival tactic. Spreading your investments across various streams helps protect you against market shifts and unexpected downturns. Let's say you're into dividend stocks. Sure, they can offer tempting yields, but relying solely on the dividends from one company can be risky if that company hits financial trouble. Imagine not betting on just one horse in a race. Instead, you have a whole stable ready to go, each with its own strengths. And oh boy, do we need to talk about get-rich-quick schemes? If something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Despite the allure of passive income, it requires time and effort to build up. Those flashy ads promising instant wealth, they're typically traps designed to separate you from your hard-earned cash. Creating a meaningful passive income stream demands a lot of initial work, and you'll need to manage and optimize it continuously. So, keep your eyes peeled and your wallet closed to those empty promises. Understanding cash flow is another key aspect you shouldn't overlook. It's like the lifeblood of any successful passive income venture. Without a clear picture of your cash inflow and outflow, you're essentially flying blind. Many beginners, in their excitement, skip over this fundamental aspect. But trust me, knowing your numbers is crucial. And remember, just because it's called passive income doesn't mean your streams don't need attention. This is a common misconception. People often build something great and then let it wither because they think it'll just run itself. Regular checkups, small tweaks, and occasional maintenance can keep those income streams thriving. It's a bit like tending to a garden. Neglect it, and it simply won't thrive. Then there's the whole tax implication issue. Planning for taxes is something you want to tackle early on. Different income streams have different tax treatments, and not having a plan can eat into your profits more than you'd expect. Speaking with a tax professional early in your journey can save you from a lot of headaches and potentially a lot of money. Let's talk about leverage. Using debt to maximize returns can be tempting, and it's a powerful tool when used correctly, but it comes with risks. Overleveraging can lead to severe financial strain if things don't go as planned, especially in volatile markets. Balance is key here. You want to amplify your gains, not your potential losses. Reinvesting is another tip to keep in mind. When you reinvest profits, you dramatically accelerate your income growth. Sure, pocketing every dollar as it comes in might be tempting, but letting it work for you and compound over time can lead to a far more substantial passive income stream. This is where the magic of compound interest really shines, turning small efforts into significant wealth over time. And while we're on strategies, keep them simple. A complex strategy might seem impressive, but simplicity often yields better, more consistent results. Start with what you understand, master it, and then build from there. Trying to juggle too many intricate methods at once can lead to analysis paralysis and ultimately inaction. Another thing to keep in mind is the pace of progress. Don't get discouraged by slow progress. Building passive income is a marathon, not a sprint. It's completely normal for things to move slowly at first. Persistence pays off, though. Celebrate those small wins along the way. They're critical milestones on your path to financial freedom. And I can't stress enough the importance of staying rational. Emotional investing can lead to rash, costly decisions, especially when markets are volatile or an investment isn't performing as expected. Stick to your well-researched strategy and avoid impulsive moves. The market doesn't care about your feelings, and making decisions based on logic rather than emotion will serve you well in the long run. Now, let's not forget the importance of feedback and trends. The world of passive income is constantly evolving. Staying informed about market trends and being open to feedback are critical. Being adaptable gives you an edge in optimizing your income streams, helping you pivot when necessary and capitalize on new opportunities. Networking is also immensely valuable. Building relationships with like-minded individuals can open doors to new opportunities, partnerships, and insights you won't find just by reading articles. Some of my most impactful lessons have come from networking events and online communities. Your network truly is your net worth in this space. And lastly, never stop learning. Whether it's through books, courses, or seminars, continuously expanding your knowledge allows you to make informed decisions and spot opportunities that others might miss. Keeping your education ongoing is a powerful way to stay ahead. And let's not forget one final piece of advice. Pursue your passions. When you're genuinely interested in what you're doing, it doesn't feel like work, even when it takes significant effort. That intrinsic motivation is an incredibly powerful asset in building sustainable passive income. So as we wrap up today's episode, remember to stay curious, stay disciplined, and don't rush the process. Building truly passive income takes time, dedication, and a whole lot of patience. Thanks for tuning in today, and I hope these insights help you avoid some of those beginner pitfalls as you embark on your passive income journey. Until next time, take care.